Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 23rd. You'll be interested to know. 26 years ago, today, in 1998, Britney Spears released the single, Baby One More Time. Accompanied by a Lolita-like music video, the song became a huge hit, propelling Spears to pop stardom. This iconic release marked a significant moment in late 20th century pop music. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny and feels like 57 degrees with 7 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:49 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:08. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Wednesday, with a high near 76 and a gentle south wind picking up at about 5 to 14 miles per hour, gusting up to 24. Tonight, there's a slight chance of rain showers after 5 a.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 56, along with a southwest breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be just before 10:30, with a high tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers on Thursday before 4 p.m., then mostly sunny skies with highs around 65. Nights will be mostly clear with lows near 43. Friday will bring sunshine and highs near 61, followed by partly cloudy skies at night. Saturday has a slight chance of rain showers after 9 a.m., with highs around 63, and mostly clear nights with lows near 41. Sunday will be sunny, with a high near 54 and clear nights, and lows around 35. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, last night, the Celtics received their championship rings before unveiling their historic 18th championship banner. Emotions ran high as players like Jaylen Brown and Al Horford expressed their joy, while head coach Joe Mazzulla kissed the court. Created in collaboration with Jason Arishabin, the rings feature innovative details, including the mantra, "Whatever it takes," with 84 diamonds representing the Celtics' playoff-winning percentage. Each ring also includes an NFC chip, allowing recipients to access videos showcasing its creation. With a quest for their 19th championship banner underway, Jason Tatum declared, "Let's do it again." Now on to sports. Injuries hit the National Football League hard during Week 7, creating challenges for several teams as the November 5th trade deadline approaches. Deshaun Watson's season-ending torn Achilles raises questions for the struggling Cleveland Browns, who may consider starting Jameis Winston. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers face a tough situation with Chris Godwin out for the season and Mike Evans nursing a hamstring injury. The Buccaneers might pursue wide receiver talent to bolster their playoff hopes. The San Francisco 49ers also face difficulties as Brandon Ayuk is sidelined, leaving their wide receiver depth thin. In local sports, last night, the Celtics dazzled fans with a stunning 132-109 victory over the New York Knicks at TD Garden. Jason Tatum was exceptional, contributing 37 points to help with the NBA record-tying 29 three-pointers by the Celtics. Great start to the season. Also last night, the Nashville Predators dominated the Bruins with a 4-0 victory at Bridgestone Arena. Juuseura's was pivotal with 33 crucial saves, and Ryan O'Reilly along with Tommy Novak each scored, snapping Nashville's 5-game losing streak. This triumph marked their first win of the season, improving to 1-5-0, while the Bruins now stand at 3-2-1. Despite 33 shots on goal, the Bruins couldn't find the net. Tomorrow night, the Bruins, looking to bounce back, will host the Dallas Stars at TD Garden. In top news, thousands of bottles of the antidepressant duloxetine, marketed as Cymbalta, have been recalled due to a toxic chemical. The recall issued on October 10th involves N-nitroso-duloxetine, which is harmful if ingested and may cause cancer, according to the National Library of Medicine. The Food and Drug Administration classified this recall as Class 2, indicating potential temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences. The recall affects over 7,000 bottles, including 500 delayed-release capsules. Patients are advised to consult their healthcare professionals before discontinuing any medications to avoid adverse reactions. In business news, home builder stocks are facing challenges for the second consecutive day, following a rise in treasury yields and a mixed earnings report. The iShares U.S. Home Construction ETFs dropped by nearly 3%. Concerns about mortgage rates are affecting builders' margins as 30-year fixed rates surge to almost 7%. Higher rates make home buying less appealing, prompting builders to offer incentives such as mortgage rate buy-downs. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $67,100. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $167. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The debate surrounding Pluto's status as a planet remains unresolved since its demotion in 2006 by the International Astronomical Union. The definition of a planet has evolved from ancient times, where wandering stars included the sun and the moon, to more modern classifications. The discovery of Eris in 2005 prompted the IAU to define planets, leading to the conclusion that Pluto, failing to clear its orbit, is a dwarf planet. While some argue for a clearer definition, the complexity of our solar system suggests that these imperfect classifications may need to be revised as we learn more. And in entertainment news, Netflix has officially confirmed the cast for season 2 of the popular revenge series, Beef. Leading the new season are Oscar Isaac, Carey Mulligan, Charles Melton, and Kaylee Spaney. The series will consist of 8 half-hour episodes and revolves around a young couple who witnesses a troubling altercation between their boss and his wife, setting off a series of manipulative moves within a country club. Kaylee Spaney described the season 2 script as crazy and expressed her excitement for the project. The Emmy-winning first season starred Steven Yeun and Ollie Wong, who will return as executive producers. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.